The vote getting there. Adam Ottavino and the Yankees have come to terms on a 3-year contract. It's worth $27 million. College basketball, the nation's 6th-ranked Michigan State Spartans up on Nebraska. Final ticks there, 66-59. Gonzaga leads Loyola Marymount 36-22 at the half. And on ESPN Plus, NHL Leafs holding off the Lightning 3-2. Isles take the Devils 4-1. They've won 13 of 16.
Coming up on one of the final Football Fridays of the season, we answer the biggest questions heading into Championship Sunday. Like, will Marcus Peters have gumbo with Sean Payton? Or how will Bill Belichick contain his excitement?
Love to plan a championship game.
Golic and Wingo, Friday, 6 Eastern, ESPN Radio, ESPN2.
Yo, it's the Southside's own Jonathan Hood. Weeknights on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.
There's a blast deep into the night and a two-run
and there it goes. Abreu massacres this ball to left center field.
Donna goes in motion left. Snap it to Michelle. He's running to the left. Angling. 25-20. Got a block for Brown. 50. 10. 5. Touchdown. 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 Don't win it. We're headed to Atlanta.
Trubisky's going to run it. And he is going to get a first down. How about Trubisky to the 42-yard line? Oh, my goodness.
In the ring. Steamboat's got him up. A slam. The player inside Cradlewood, too. He made it. He did it. Steamboat Mike Russell. And Flair has done it. Flair has done it.
Under the Hood with Jonathan Hood. Weeknights on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.
What a great, great match. Flair, Steamboat, the trilogy, 1989. That is my favorite Jim Ross call. You can have your Mick Foley, and as God is my witness, he's broken in half as he went through the cage for Hell in the Cell. You can have your Jeff Hardy calls and all the other stuff. Nope. Jim Ross in the NWA, his Mid-South stuff is the best. That's why it's part of the Open. And that's why we're under the hood right here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. By the way, speaking of wrestling, Felix, have we not done a lot this week?
A lot. So much.
Have we not? I don't have enough time to promote all the stuff that we've done. Someone has to, though.
Yeah.
Think anybody else around here is going to promote it besides me? We did Tuesday Wrestling Tuesday this past Tuesday. Did we not? Did we not do a Tuesday Wrestling Tuesdays?
Yes,
segment?
We did with KC Joyner.
We've done an NBA podcast with Chris Black. That's going to be up. Is that up now or is it up after 10 o'clock?
It'll be up after 10 o'clock.
After 10 o'clock. We'll have that up for you. All NBA podcasts there. What? Although we did Value Bet with Joe Ostrowski. That relate to Eric Ostrowski, which is really strange. I have no understanding of that at all.
That we don't know of.
Well, I mean, you guys have not done like the blood test to find out.
We need to go to the Ancestry.com and just go as a duo and see what happens.
Ancestry.com. Go on the PBS show and see the old.
There we go.
The old man.
Yeah, maybe we have like a grandpa that we share or something like that out there.
I love that show. I forgot the name of it, but it's on PBS where it's like you find out about your ancestry. It's pretty cool. The old man comes across and says, your family.
Finding Your Roots?
Finding Your Roots. Great show. Love that show. It's just really funny. But we've done so much. But again, it's all there. Under the Hood podcast. Check it out. Download it wherever you download your podcast. Because again, if you can't catch our show all 3 hours, if you do, God bless you. But if you don't and you miss some segments or you miss the show, it's right there for you. All 3 hours plus additional content that you will not hear on ESPN 1000. It's right there on the podcast for you. It's for you. Not even for me. It's for you. I'm not getting a dime. That's not true. But I was going to say I'm not getting a dime for this. That's not true because we have a sponsor of the podcast now. check it out. The Under the Hood podcast with Jonathan Hood. Okay. We're going to hear from Ray Flores coming up. There's more content for you. Ray Flores. He is our combat sports expert. There's a big fight taking place in Vegas with Manny Pacquiao. Yes, that Manny Pacquiao. 67-2-39 knockouts against Adrian Broner. That's going to be fun. That's going to be an interesting fight. I'm going to get his thoughts about that and also about boxing versus UFC. Because UFC is going to debut, I think, on ESPN Plus on Saturday as well. How does that work out? We're going to talk about that coming up at 9:35. If you're a boxing fan, if you're a fan of combat sports, I got something for you coming up at 9:35. We'll talk to Ray live from Las Vegas right here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. Okay. Oh, and tickets. Yes, we have more tickets to give away to the Chicago Fishing Travel and Outdoor Expo. How many packs now? We got three more four-packs to give away. If you want to go or if you want to win this for someone, please stay by your listening device so you can win, because I can't give them away after 10 o'clock because Lebertard won't do it. But I will do it between now and 10 o'clock right here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. If you're not interested in boring tanking Bulls basketball, we are glad that you're with us. We're going to have some fun as we always do on the program. So every Thursday at 9 o'clock or thereabouts, we give you something to think about in which it put a smile on your face, something from the past that put a smile on your face. What we call around here is something that we came together as a show and said, what can we do on Thursdays that will make you think about something from the past? So we invent this segment, and again, it's taken off like wildfire because everyone's doing it now. But we decided to put something together called Throwback Thursday.
Under the Hood with Jonathan Hood.
Before Snapchat.
What is that?
Before Twitter.
So what's the sitch?
There was.
You left.
Yeah. That's so throwback.
Those were the good times.
Whee! That's so throwback.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.
Throwback Thursday memories.
I see a little silhouette of a man.
Under the Hood with Jonathan Hood.
Put your hands up.
The throwback.
All you need is love.
The throwback. Taking it back.
Go back.
The throwback.
The throwback. Throwback.
Under the Hood with Jonathan Hood.
Let's go back.
It's Throwback Thursday. Jonathan Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. I saved that voice for Windy City Bulls basketball tomorrow.
Eric. Yeah, those are the deep three call right there. If you pardon the expression.
Yeah, I've tried that before. It didn't work out too well.
And Windy City Bulls are on fire, right? Aren't they playing so well?
It is Felix, it is the best team in Chicago sports right now.
That's something. Yeah, it's true.
It is.
It's actually really true.
The Windy City Bulls out of Hoffman Estates, Illinois, is the best Chicago sports team going right now, especially in pro basketball. That's for sure. And they are the best. They'll take on the Erie BayHawks tomorrow. The Atlanta Hawks G League affiliate. It's G League basketball. There's some guys in the Bulls that should anyway. And it's Throwback Thursday right here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. Don't put me down that road. I'll be talking about the Bulls for the next 15 minutes, and then that won't sound good over, Thriller. Throwback Thursday. Here's our question. And we'll read your thoughts on Twitter, twitter.com, tweetjhood, at ESPN 1000. It started off on the Facebook wall 9 hours ago. If you follow me on Facebook, you already know what the topic is. I also gave you a little hint on Twitter, on my Twitter page, twitter.com, tweetjhood. Oh, I didn't do this. Still got to get in the rhythm of this. We haven't done this in a while. As we broadcast live from our first Midwest Bank studios.
It's the way banking is supposed to be.
So our Throwback Thursday. Got you there, Eric.
That was quick.
So here is our question for Throwback Thursday. You ready?
Let's go back.
Growing up. Who was your celebrity crush? Growing up, who was your celebrity crush? And boy, oh boy, the thread that's on my Facebook wall, facebook.com, it is a ton. I will be glad to start off first. Because I was a fan of WKRP in Cincinnati, of course, it's based on a radio show. By the way, you guys should be looking at the reruns of WKRP in Cincinnati. It's based on radio. It's funny.
That's the turkey drop show?
Yes, it is.
Where they drop the turkeys on Thanksgiving? Yes. Okay.
God is my witness. I didn't know turkeys could fly. You gotta check it out. I think it's timeless. I think it's timeless. The show, actually. Cause there's so much. Think about it. Skeevy, odd sales guy.
Check.
hot receptionist. Hot receptionist.
Check.
Odd newsman.
Check.
With an odd assistant in the newsroom.
Okay.
Bad, weird general manager.
Not check.
No, I'm just saying that's.
I know.
It's a business.
Yeah.
You can say check.
It's funny how, like, the technology may have changed, but, like, radio behind the scenes is the same thing. Like, when I watch Frasier, I'm like, it's not really any different than what we're doing here.
No, that's not true, Eric.
Hey, you think it's that different now?
You have never told me and got on the mic and said, Eric from Schaumburg is on the line, and I say, Eric, please go ahead with your thoughts. That's Frasier. What are you talking about? All right, so what are you talking about?
I mean, just the scene in a radio office, radio studio, and everything behind the scenes.
Roz, I believe we have another call on the phone. This one is Tim. He's calling from Elk Grove Village. Tim, I'm listening. I don't think that is how this show goes.
But that went with the technology change. Now you can just see the names in front of you.
No, there was computers back then. Get out of here.
No.
Anyway, so WKRP Cincinnati. Let me get out of here. WKRP in Cincinnati. We have a Tina who's calling from her car.
Tina, please go ahead. I'm listening.
And then, like, the weird sports guy would come in, whatever his name was, like, after his show. And he was like a jerk, and he had like the symbol, like the big gong. Hey, Frasier, what's going on?
Yeah.
You are uncouth. I don't want to talk about Seahawks football. Whatever. Anyway, so Lonnie Anderson was part of WKRP in Cincinnati. I was a huge Lonnie Anderson fan for a couple of reasons. If you've seen Lonnie Anderson, she was on Johnny Carson's show, of course, back in 1980.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Yeah, you sure are an attractive thing.
Thank you very much.
You really are.
Do you remember the first time we met?
You don't have a subpoena or anything, do you?
I have a subpoena.
We have met before?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on.
We worked together before. In 1976. I was a slave girl, and you were a fool.
That sounds about right.
Where was that?
Was that on television?
This was right on this stage.
Are you putting me on?
With Orson Welles.
We did a sketch with Orson Welles.
Yes.
He had a harem.
Yes.
What did he play?
He was the sultan, and I was the slave girl.
I was the court jester, the fool.
Do you remember that girl? We chatted in the afternoon during
the old chatting before the show again.
Let me just so Eric, once again, I love pulling up these old video clips for you to put up on the show, because how would this work in 2019?
How are you?
I'm fine.
Yeah, you sure are an attractive thing.
Thank you.
Yeah, that wouldn't work.
I know.
I mean, come on.
I watched a good 5 minutes of that interview. There was other stuff that would have not worked anymore.
How would that? I mean, listen, in 80 passable, because Johnny's just talking about how she looks, right?
Right, right.
How's that work in 2019? I mean, clearly Lonnie Anderson was hot and stunning.
Right.
But I mean,
how are you?
I'm fine.
Yeah. You sure are an attractive thing.
You're an attractive thing. It's restaurant quality right there. So, yeah, Lonnie Anderson, because she was just tremendous. Yeah, I was a big fan as a kid.
Best throwback.
Cheryl Grafman on my Facebook wall, Facebook.com, when I asked a question, growing up, who was your celebrity crush? She says, first of all, for a sports star, her celebrity crush was Carlton Fisk. Pudge, the matinee idol, Carlton Fisk. But she was really into the Ricker, Rick Schroeder.
Okay, now we're all plugged into computer network. We're all set to grok. Wow, this is the first time I ever grokked. Well, it's easy. All grokking means is talking to the computer users. First, you need a handle. Mine is the Ricker. Then you just type in your message. Here's the Ricker's joke of the day. These people really appreciate good humor. Who's LG? It's a girl I've been grokking with the last few weeks. The letters stand for Lady Godiva. Yeah. Just the other day, she said I made her modem quiver.
How about that? Now, again, 82. Is that passable or no?
Right, and this is like a 12-year-old kid.
I made her modem quiver.
Yeah, I got that. The word quiver really hits deep, doesn't it? Pardon the expression.
How about that? Uh-huh. How about that? On a throwback Thursday. Did you watch the video closely, Eric?
I was watching it.
Do you know who was next to Ricky Schroeder?
Yes, I did happen to notice. It's Fresh Prince. Carlton.
Alfonso Ribeiro.
Carlton was his friend in the video, yes.
Every kid in my generation wanted to be Ricky Schroeder because he was rich and had like a train in his living room. He could just go around in a train. And it wasn't for Christmas, like all year round.
It would just always go in?
It was Silver Spoons was nice. Tremendous. So there you go. The Ricker, Rick Schroeder. Is this Pam Grier good? Can we play it?
I'm trying to remember which one that one is. I did so many earlier today.
Now I want to make sure it's good. Is it radio safe?
Oh, it's safe. Oh, is that the one? Yes, it's safe. Okay. Yes. Okay. Now I know what you're talking about.
Okay, because.
And it's remade.
Several people on here had Pam Grier as their celebrity crush.
You been partying, baby?
I've been partying all the time. I'm a party girl.
Well, party on home, baby. Take a little rest.
Not rest. I don't need no rest. I'm on the case, you know? Y'all want to come party with me?
Not now, baby.
I got some fine for New York's finest.
Well, we're on the job.
See, I'm on my J-O-B, too. Just like you. It's an important job. Y'all just take a look at this.
Weird, huh?
This was my I wasn't familiar with her. She is beautiful.
Yes.
My gosh.
Pam Grier back in the day. And his quality right there on a throwback Thursday.
The throwback.
So there you go. I took care of you, Frederick Anderson. Let me go to the list and I want to get yours, you guys. Dave Shimkus says Marsha Brady. There's a lot of Brady love on here. Steve Arendt says Linda Carter and Lindsay Wagner got me through puberty. Linda Carter being Wonder Woman, of course. I mean, I was just Google it.
Yeah.
Felix, Linda Carter is Wonder Woman. There you go. Tino, you can do it. It's okay. It's okay.
I knew who Linda Carter was.
I don't think you know her as Wonder Woman.
Yes,
though.
I did.
Okay. Just want to make sure because you had a very sheltered childhood. Sheltered as a producer.
It's true, though.
Yeah.
Yep. As a childhood. Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. See, that's why I wanted to make sure because I know there was no computers or TVs in your home. Tino Figueroa says Sable from the WWE. Sable now married to Brock Lesnar.
I remember Sable. Yes. Yes, definitely. Mm.
Doug Ruse says Christy McNichol. Tommy Pham. What's up, Pham? Says Jennifer Love Hewitt and Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Definitely. That was wheelhouse for me. That was like right around my age is when they were becoming stars. I was like middle school. That's a good one.
Let's see. What else do we have here? Not more. Should have more votes for people from 90210. Tiffany Amber Thiessen says Joe Fish. Quality there.
Yep.
George Costarillo says Ginger Spice.
Oh, God.
George.
Leave that for George.
God. Omar says Olivia Newton-John, and rightfully so.
Okay, yeah.
There's a lot of votes for Kim Fields, probably now and when she was on the Facts of Life back in the day. And, of course, Chrissy Snow from Three's Company, Suzanne Summers, also on the list.
Get it.
Wait a minute. You mean you'd undress in front of strangers, but not in front of moi?
Right.
That doesn't make any sense.
Of course it does. If they see me nude, it doesn't matter because I don't know them and they don't know me and I don't know who's seeing me and they don't know who they're seeing. But I know you and you know me and I know who you'll be seeing and you know who you'll be seeing and both of them are me.
Hey, Chrissy, I'll go with you.
Forget it.
Wait a minute, you mean...
What happened there?
Hey, Chrissy. I'll go with you.
Forget it.
Wait a minute. You mean you'd undress in front of strangers, but not in front of moi?
Right.
That doesn't make any sense.
Of course it does. If they see me nude, it doesn't matter because I don't know them and they don't know me and I don't know who's seeing me and they don't know who they're seeing. But I know you and you know me and I know who you'll be seeing and you know who you'll be seeing and both of them are me.
How about the same joke twice?
Wow, that? I miss. I screwed up and didn't even get the good punchline in there.
He's too busy looking at Chrissy Snow.
Man, she goes, "Do you see?" And he goes, "Yeah, I see." And she goes, "No, you won't." And then walks away. And then canned laughter.
Paul Huber. No, that's a studio audience. Damn it, that's an ABC show. Paul Huber and Brian Solar, says Suzanne Summers. All right, Felix, what was your crush?
Best throwback
as a kid.
Kimberly Hart, she was a pink ranger from Power Rangers. That was one of my biggest crush growing up.
Oh my.
Morphin time! Pterodactyl! Leave my friends alone, you snake! It's morphin time! Pterodactyl! It's time for showdown! It's morphin time! Pterodactyl! It's morphin time! Pink ranger power!
I think I should be afraid.
Yes.
Oh yeah, she's a Power Ranger. She'll kick your ass, no doubt.
What's her name? Kimberly Ann Hart.
Yeah, that was her character name.
Yeah, I just remember her as Kimberly. I do remember that.
Mm-hmm.
I was big on the pink Power Ranger too. Definitely.
Okay, let me get yours out of here.
Throwback.
What was Eric your childhood crush?
Okay, so this show was. The actor that I'm in was into as an age was like the same age as me. She was 13 when this show came out. I was 13.
Yeah.
It's Hilary Duff from Lizzie McGuire. All about Hilary Duff from Lizzie McGuire.
I can agree with that. Yep.
All right.
Mom, Dad, Lizzie's talking about dressing like Britney Spears.
Mandy's hot. Code blue. I'll have to call you back. 3, 2, 1.
Honey, do we need to talk about this?
Britney Spears is the one who got all developed, right?
Thank you.
I really don't want her going to school looking like that.
Not a problem. I couldn't possibly look like Britney for at least 5 more years and like 5 million sit-ups. Matt is exaggerating. I was just talking to Miranda about what to wear for my school picture.
That's a good choice there, Lizzie McGuire. All about it, huh?
I was. She was all my age. I was into it, no doubt.
So Sean Gardner, we have to read this to you. I'm going to put this out on Snapchat, Snapjay Hood. Sean Gardner says, too many the name, and they've changed at different age groups. Okay, so Kim Fields, Janet Jackson, Kathy Ireland, Rosie Perez, still today. Shanice Wilson, I Love Your Smile, of course, from that song. Tracy Spencer, Tender Kisses. That girl that played Lisa, Arnold's nemesis on The Different Strokes. Dana Plato, Before the Drugs. Catherine Bach from Daisy Duke from Dukes of Hazzard. 50% of the girls in my 8th grade class. Molly Ringwald. All the love interest in the Karate Kid movies.
Half his 8th grade class?
Marsha and Jan Brady. Laura Winslow, the later years. In Vogue. Vicky from Love Boat. Lisa Bonet. Jasmine Guy. Alyssa Milano. Thelma from Good Times. And all three women from Three's Company. Oh my God.
This guy needs a towel. I can tell you right now. Jeez.
That's a ton.
The funny part too is if you go through your thread on Facebook, he's replying to everybody's choice as well. Saying, yes, sir. Yep. Blair was nice too. Oh yeah.
Yeah. We got to keep him away from schools.
Yeah. I'm going to agree with that. He's got to have some sort of foot radius. We've got to stay away. No doubt.
Holy anyway, you all right, Felix?
All good.
And then, of course, right afterward, Ali Bachler says, oh, definitely Fonzie.
No.
Hey, Mr. C, just take a seat. I'll tell you about women, all right? Boys,
this could be very enlightening.
All right. Now, listen. You gotta understand women. They are not real people. Excuse me, Mr. C, huh? Now listen, they expect the guy to make a pass. They get angry, believe me, they expect. But, now this is a crucial but. Let them feel that they are dumped. pass from hand to hand, unwanted, sight unseen, and you got hurt feelings.
Maybe he's right, Dad.
Maybe I'm right.
He's wrong.
I'm wrong?
Now, look, I don't want to hear any more about this. We are going to tell the truth, and I don't want to hear any arguments.
The Fonz is wrong?
You guys have seen Henry Winkler today, right? 2019.
Absolutely. Have you seen the show on HBO, Barry?
I've not seen that.
He plays one of the main characters in it, and he's hilarious throughout the whole thing. He steals that show.
When you see videos of Henry Winkler, and of course, this is primetime television when I was a kid watching Happy Days, right?
Right.
Can you imagine that guy be, I mean, completely cool, and then see him now, like, you can't even believe he was that cool.
No, he doesn't look like that old cool grandpa at all. He's like this frumpy old guy in this show, and he's like awkward and goofy. Just, I don't know, he's funny.
Can you guys help me with something here? So, Danielle Fishel from Boy Meets World.
Topanga.
Okay, yes. I didn't know the actress's name.
That's her name?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She's on my list for sure for having celebrity crushes. Absolutely.
I loved Boy Meets World. That was a great show.
I need a ruling here. How old is she now?
That's the question.
How old is she now?
She's got to be in her mid-30s.
Is she? Just check it for me.
32-year-old.
Oh, she was so hot.
Oh, no, she's older than that.
So hot.
You're not going to like kiss me now, are you?
Would it be your first kiss?
Hey, don't come near me.
Because it would be interesting if all your life you remembered that your first kiss happened when you thought you looked weird. Wouldn't it?
No, it wouldn't be interesting. Get away.
Because then you'd know. It's not what you look like on the outside that matters. It's what kind of person you are.
You shouldn't kiss somebody you're not married to.
Yeah, I would have to feel I really knew the person and that I liked him.
Good.
I'm thinking that was a kiss there.
It was. Okay. I left the owl in there for a fact. Clearly.
Thank you so much for the campy owl. Thank you so much for that.
I love it.
Okay, I got to go through a few more of these. One of them, there's a lot of Partridge Family on here. Wow, there's a lot. A lot of Cheryl Ladd on here, Barbara Eaton, Steve Silverman. I love Barbara Eaton. She was known as Jeannie from My Dream of Jeannie. Thelma from Good Times getting a lot of love here. Renee Russo's getting a lot of love. Janet Jackson's getting a lot of love. Jennifer Love Hewitt. Winona Ryder, Samantha Fox, Tatiana Ali, Rudy.
Yes.
Rudy.
Tatiana Ali, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Nia Long, I agree with that. But I was older then. That's not when I was a kid. Pam from Martin is getting a lot. Carrie Wither from MTV's Remote Control.
Don't know that show.
George Harrison, not Paul, says Karen, from the Beatles.
Yep, fair.
Mark Jones says Kelly Kapowski. Pam from Martin, Denise Huxtable, Jasmine Guy, Marissa Tomei from Different World. Ashley or Hillary from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
God almighty.
He's so much on here. There's a lot of Jasmine Guy love. A lot. Katie Holmes from Don. From Don Shanahan says Katie Holmes. You saw the clip from Dallas, right?
Yes, I did.
Deborah Shelton is the actress known as Mandy Winger on the TV show Dallas. She was Miss USA 1970.
Jared, this is really hard for me. Don't you realize that?
What's so hard about it? I know you care for me.
Of course I do. That's what makes it so difficult.
That's what I want to hear.
No, JR. I'm going to get hurt. I know it.
Nobody's going to hurt you. Not if I have anything to do with it.
J.R., we can't go on.
Don't you see? We're starving for each other.
I can't let myself go any further, and I won't go to bed with you. Not while you and Sue Ellen are together.
They went to bed with each other.
That scene, by the way, never today. Like, he is forcing himself on her this whole scene.
See?
And she's just like, no, 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 no. And he's like, but listen, I'm getting divorced soon. No. And he just forces himself on her. It was a long makeout scene I had to cut out. It was, again, never worked today.
Friday night today, as a kid, I'm watching that on CBS. Good old CBS. Dallas. Well, boy, what a list we have here. Thanks so much for the participation. Now, Felix, we need to give away at least a couple of these four packs here for the Chicago Fishing Travel and Outdoor Expo. If you have a celebrity crush that you want to share, caller 4, caller 8, regular line, 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. Who's your celebrity crush as a kid? Caller 4, caller 8. Give us a name. We'll hook you up with tickets. It's our way of saying thanks for listening to Under the Hood with Jonathan Hood right here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. A ton of submissions on the Facebook wall and on Twitter, twitter.com, tweet J Hood. All right, coming up next, we get a chance to talk about an interesting fight. It could be a make-or-break fight for Adrian Broner as he takes on Manny Pacquiao. We will talk to Ray Flores live from Las Vegas, and that is coming up next.
Jonathan Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.
Under the Hood with Jonathan Hood. Weeknights on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.
Under the Hood with Jonathan Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. Glad that you're with us. Big fight. It's going to take place at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, Nevada. Manny Pacquiao, the seasoned veteran, 60-70-2, 39 knockouts against Adrian Broner, 33-3-1-1. No contest thrown in as well, 24 knockouts. Broner is such an unbelievable showman in the ring. We'll see what he does against the veteran Manny Pacquiao. We turn to our guy that covers combat sports like a blanket for us here on the Under the Hood show. Also see him on FS1 and covering it on Showtime as well. It is the great Ray Flores, and he's with me here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app live from Las Vegas. Hello, Ray.
Jonathan, good evening to you from the fighting capital of the world, and it is the great Jonathan Hood that I am joining, so always a pleasure to be with you, my friend.
I want to get your thoughts on Broner first and foremost, because this is going to be an interesting fight for him. I saw the press conference there. He dissed Al Bernstein, so he doesn't F with Al Bernstein. That was kind of rough, the way he handled the seasoned veteran, Al Bernstein. But what are your thoughts on Broner's career? Because I want to talk about that first.
Jonathan, I think Adrian Broner is an underachiever in this sense. He's never won that big fight. When he stepped up to that elite world-class level, he hasn't fared well. Losses to Mikey Garcia, losses to Sean Porter. You know, he hasn't, you know, gone or losses to Marcos Maidana, the draw against Jesse Vargas. He reminds me, and I know that millennials are going to be like, what? But he reminds me of the Buffalo Bills of the 1990s. Mm-hmm. They could win the championship game, but they could never win the Super Bowl. That's what Adrian Broner is in boxing. Can he change that on Saturday? Absolutely. Will he? We'll find out.
Do you believe because of those losses, Ray, that that has stopped Broner from being in the mainstream? We know you and I both know the personality he is. He's flashy, loves to talk, and I mean, cuts a promo like no other. But I still believe that he's just a few steps, obviously, behind Floyd Mayweather as far as a personality that's outside the boxing realm. Has the losses hurt that, you think, is in that spot?
Jonathan, this is why you are the most knowledgeable host when it comes to combat sports in all of Chicago and throughout the country, because exactly that. If you are going to be the bad guy, or as you do such an eloquent job of doing, breaking down sports, entertainment, pro wrestling, if you're going to be the heel, then you have to back it up. You have to win at the elite level. Adrian Broner has not. So people look at him like he's talking, he's brash, he's kind of being a clown, but when he steps up, he doesn't do well. So people can't take him seriously. If he defeats Manny Pacquiao, you better take him seriously because he will have won the quote-unquote big fight. That is what he's facing coming up this weekend here in Las Vegas.
Ray Flores live with us in Las Vegas with Jonathan Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app as we talk about Broner against Pacquiao. in this fight, clearly there's money on the line. You and I both know why Pacquiao took this fight. But what would this do for his legacy? He's beaten so many. He's been beaten by so many as well. What was this fight do for Manny Pacquiao?
Jonathan, I've been around Manny Pacquiao for the past week. I've talked to him three times since last Wednesday. And what I'll tell you is that this is a Manny Pacquiao that seems to be rejuvenated. He feels good fighting back here in the United States. He's now fighting under the Premier Boxing Champions banner and is advised by Al Haymon. The motivation, in my opinion, for Manny Pacquiao is to further his legacy. The fight against Adrian Broner, if he's successful, because he's a 3-1 favorite, I think the motivation for Manny Pacquiao and those around him, talking to Freddie Roach, is to lure Floyd Mayweather out of retirement, because that is the monkey on the back on Manny Pacquiao. He's an eight-division world champion, been a pro for 24 years, but the one fight that evades him is that loss to Floyd Mayweather, and they still believe it was the shoulder injury that was the contributing factor to his defeat. So they want to get Mayweather in the ring once again. Freddie Roach certainly wants it. Manny has said, he said all the right things. I want to focus on January 19th against Adrian Broner. But I do believe deep in my heart that Manny Pacquiao wants another crack at Mayweather.
The Superbook opened the fight total at 10.5 rounds, minus 275, and the under plus 225. Pacquiao is minus 300. Broner's at plus 240. Tell me about the buzz in Vegas. I always want to ask you about that, because being in Vegas myself and have seen these super fights, it's palpable on the streets. Is there a buzz yet, or is it too early?
No, there was a buzz, Jonathan. I've been here since Tuesday of fight week, and I'll tell you that the Filipino fans and literally, Manny Pacquiao is a superstar. You just say one name. I mean, very rarely do guys in combat sports, you and I have been around it for a long time, you say one name and people in the general population know who you're talking about. Pacquiao's one of them. There were people probably 7 or 8 deep lined up to see Manny Pacquiao's grand arrival, which I was fortunate enough to host and talk to Manny. People are coming into Las Vegas this weekend already. We're on Thursday. So there is a buzz here in Las Vegas. Not so much, and people are looking at Broner as an opponent, but Broner has put himself in the headlines, as you pointed out, but there is a buzz here in the fighting capital of the world in January.
I love that. I love that in the streets, people are talking about the fight all, as long as you've been there, which is really cool. Anything stand out, before I get your thoughts on the fight, anything on the undercard that tickles your fancy?
Jonathan, I think this is a really deep undercard, and you know, you point out, and many times having worked with you at ESPN 1000 about the meat and cheese crowd. Well, I'll tell you that here in Vegas, when it comes to the meat and cheese crowd, people typically only show up for the main event. But this undercard has me excited. You got Badu Jack, who's 35 years of age, taking on Marcus Brown, who's undefeated. Both guys are former Olympians. That's a match about 175 pounds. You have a fight with Rasheed Warren taking on Nordino Bali. Both guys were former Olympians. They fought at the Olympic level against one another, and they're going head-to-head. You have a fight, a title fight with Jack Taporo, who's from the Philippines, going head-to-head against Hugo Ruiz from Mexico, the Philippines against Mexico. That rivalry renewed once again. That should be a fun fight in the featherweight division. But Badu Jack, Marcus Brown, really look out for, because these guys are going to stand and trade. They're going to slug it out on Saturday as the co-feature.
Okay, I'm going to stretch this out, because I know people are waiting to find out who you like in the fight. But I'm interested in finding out your thoughts on the UFC being with ESPN. Similar to professional wrestling, you know how this works, Ray. If there's going to be a pay-per-view fight, UFC's got to put something on, whether it's on over the air, whether it's on cable, having their own event, because they want to be against the boxing and vice versa. We've seen this over the years, right? What do you think of Dana White and UFC being on ESPN? And what can ESPN do that FS1 did not?
I think that this is a play for ESPN to draw people, for those who haven't subscribed to ESPN Plus, to subscribe to ESPN Plus. If you look at the UFC has over 40 events. And if I'm correct, Jonathan, almost half of those cards are on ESPN Plus. So the UFC is, and MMA fans are very loyal. They're very much like pro wrestling fans, sports entertainment fans. So I think this is the ESPN's way as to say, We are going to put a lot of muscle behind ESPN Plus, and we have the juggernaut, the biggest MMA organization on the planet, that's going to put half of their events on ESPN Plus. The TV, they're going to draw really good ratings on ESPN. They're not doing as many pay-per-views. They're probably doing, I think, 6 pay-per-views this year. The UFC was doing 15 to 16 pay-per-views a year. It is about getting that digital subscription, which is why I think the UFC is now on ESPN.
Yeah, and so I think it's going to be interesting. Do you? I'll ask you this. You know what's happening with the UFC fight this weekend. Will that have any effect on the fight that you're at for boxing?
I don't think so, Jonathan, because you can watch both, and it is, you know, the fight is at Barclays Center in Brooklyn, so those that are on ESPN, they could watch the UFC, they could watch Dillashaw and Cejudo go head-to-head, and then you can flip over to your pay-per-view, and you can check out Manny Pacquiao fight Adrian Broner. So I don't think it'll have any effect. I just think it'll make for a better combat sports viewing for the fans on Saturday night.
All right. How many rounds does this fight go?
I think that this goes the distance, Jonathan. And I've had many conversations with Freddie Roach and those around Adrian Broner. Look, as much as Adrian Broner can be, you know, a clown and be boisterous and brash, I don't think he's going to get steamrolled per se. I don't think he's going to get knocked out because no one's been able to knock him out. Adrian Broner has a lot of heart. I think Pacquiao beats him, but decisively, I think he pounds him. I think he hurts him, but I don't think he stops him. This is the most focus I've heard Adrian Broner in a long time. So he had a very good training camp. I think Pacquiao wins a very dominant decision. Floyd Mayweather has stated he will be ringside watching this fight. There are rumors that if Pacquiao beats Broner, then Pacquiao and Mayweather number two likely happen in September. Granted, Jonathan, I'm going to say it again. Those are rumors, but that's what I am hearing around some circles here in Las Vegas.
You don't think there's money in Broner Pacquiao too if Pacquiao wins?
I don't think so, because if Broner loses again, it's like, okay, he stepped up again and he lost. Ho-hum. So then he becomes more of an opponent for younger guys that are looking to build their name in the welterweight division. If Pacquiao wins dominantly, Mayweather's going to see it. Mayweather's going to see dollar signs, and I think that fight happens in September if what I believe will happen on Saturday night.
Let me tell you something, Ray. If Broner doesn't win this fight, and I've seen all the predictions, a lot of people feel like you that this can go the distance with Pacquiao with the win here. If Broner doesn't win this fight, I don't know what the next money fight is for him. And then on top of that, the 3 losses, would it be 4 if he loses Saturday, then I don't know where he goes. And that's a shame, because that's a 30 for 30 in itself. So much flash, so much talk, so much pomp and circumstance. But yes, just as you mentioned, underachieving, never getting to the top. And that's too bad, because he has a gift to gab, but if you're not winning big fights or even in fights like this, then you're just another guy.
Jonathan, the key for Adrian Broner, he's got to start fast. He hasn't started fast against Mike Donna, against Sean Porter, you know, against, you know, the likes of, you know, anytime he's moved up. He has never started fast. He can't wait. He has got to start extremely quick and bring the fight to Manny Pacquiao. Pacquiao has stated he knows Broner's going to be a counterpuncher, and he's not going to overextend himself as he did against Marquez. But this is, from a prize-fighting standpoint, a do-or-die situation for Adrian Broner, which is why I think it makes him the most dangerous that he's ever been in his career.
All right, from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, that's Ray Flores. Ray, as always, I appreciate it. What's your next assignment? Can we see you preview this a little bit more on Friday?
Yes, yo. So, Jonathan, tomorrow I have no duties when it comes to the weigh-ins, but Saturday I will be, you know, a part of the pre-show alongside Jonathan Coachman and Steve Farhood, the Hall of Famer.
Mm-hmm.
So we will be on social media, on YouTube, on Facebook, Showtime Championship Boxing. I'll be doing that. And then February 9th, I'll be, you know, on Showtime Championship Boxing, their social media pages, doing their pre-show. And, you know, so very busy over these next few months, Jonathan. Things are going digital. You do an eloquent job of doing so. So I look forward to these next few months in boxing. It's going to be a fun time, and hopefully we get Mayweather-Pacquiao number two, because Las Vegas will be on fire for that one.
Unbelievable. It just never stops, man. It's just so much fun, this combat sports. Ray, I appreciate it, man. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Jonathan, greatly appreciate it. And as always, I have an adult beverage, and I'm going to give you a cheers, and my guy Felix as well. Salute to you guys. Keep doing a great job at ESPN 1000. Say hello to Chris Platform. You guys do an awesome job on the NBA.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate it.
Guys.
It is Ray Flores from Las Vegas with us here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app, giving us his thoughts on Broner, and a good matchup, I think, is going to be interesting to see with Broner and Pacquiao. You're listening to Under the Hood.
Jonathan Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.
We thank you for listening and being part of the program here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. Our thanks to you for listening. Our thanks to Jesse Rogers, Vinny Del Negro, and Ray Flores, show produced by Felix and Eric on the other side of the glass. Don't forget the Love of the Pod NBA podcast is up, Under the Hood with Jonathan Hood. That's where you can find the podcast. And don't forget, Jeff Dickerson and I will be together 4 to 7 this Saturday right here on ESPN 1000 and ESPNRadio.com. Hey, you still want to go to the Chicago Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Expo? Caller 5, regular line 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776. If you want to go, give it to someone else. If you want to go, we hope that you enjoy your time. All right, for Eric and Felix's Jonathan, thanks for listening to Under the Hood with Jonathan Hood right here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.
Listening to Jonathan Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.
You can call now.